This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the destination for Boston sports fans. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston, a radio.com sports station. This is Patriots Monday on Sports Radio WEEI. Patriots Monday is brought to you in part by Gillette ProGlide and ProGlide Gel. Five blades and a pivoting flex ball designed to get virtually every hair on the first stroke.
By Putnam Investments, proud Patriots partners, committed to an active game plan on the field and off.
And by AdCare. If you're struggling with alcohol, AdCare can help. Call 1-800-ALCOHOL.
The Greg Hill Show is brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram's Jeep Adventure Days. Get your new 2020 Jeep Renegade today.
Well, I give up. Curtis is now turning his microphone on during the commercial so he can talk about how great Tom Brady is.
All right.
That's it. I got to get out of here.
It's only Monday, Greg.
Well, the news just got worse. It's going to snow on Friday.
Really?
Yes. Damn. Like legit wet snow being predicted for Friday. Is
correct.
That correct?
Yep.
Yeah, right. Total and utter whiteout conditions. So I think we probably saw the last bit of the days that we're going to be in the 70s, and we're on to winter, Wiggy.
Doesn't Mother Nature know where you got Corona going on? Hold off on the snow.
Nope. Snow Friday. Turn the clocks back. Dark at 5 o'clock.
One element of good news, though, Greg, for all of our wonderful business partners.
Yes.
Hundreds and thousands of people listen during the breaks.
Yay. That's true.
Speaking about 5 million texts.
That's good. I like it.
Let's see. This is Steve from Beverly. What's up, Steve?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's going on?
Hey, Steve.
What up?
Oh, just living the dream after watching that spectacular performance yesterday.
Did you make it the whole way through the game?
No, absolutely not. I couldn't do it anymore. Yeah. I wanted to throw up sitting on my couch. It was really that bad.
I think for the first time in a long time, there may have been a considerable amount of Patriots fans who did not make it through that whole entire game.
I was so mad that the damn Buccaneers game wasn't on. It was on the stupid red zone, and they weren't even showing it.
Yeah.
Stupid red zone.
I'm sure you were, Wiggy. Listen, Wiggy, I love you, man, but I don't get why you keep trying to defend Cam Newton here. He's got two picks. Two touchdowns and seven picks. He stinks. He's indecisive. He can't read a defense. He throws the ball slow. When he throws the ball, he short hops the receivers. He's horrible. And 2 weeks ago, you wanted to pay him $30 million a year. I love you, man, but you got to get your head straight. This is so bad.
Listen, I'm still on the Cam train. I believe, and from watching the film and looking at it, yes, he has some issues. There are some things that he has
What are those issues that you're willing to grant that he has?
He has to get out of the mindset of when it's not there, don't hit the panic button. Do what you have a natural gift to do and tuck it and run and just, hey, we'll get it the next down.
But I think he has that in his head that is the first option.
I don't think so, because if you really watch him, Greg, he does look – he's looking for somebody to throw it to, but then he gets caught in this no man's – this purgatory of quarterbacking.
So what do we – should we put the receivers in orange vests like hunters in the fall season so we can see them when they're open?
No, we should put the receivers in a position where they can actually get open, and that means – hopefully getting the whole defense sick of Corona, and then maybe they'll then be able to get open when you look at
Wiggy, when you talked about the Seahawks game, yes. And I said their defense is horrible, and you were screaming at me, you idiot, you don't know football. Well, it's pretty clear now that the Seahawks defense was behind that great performance, mm-hmm. less than Cam Newton and the Patriots' weapons, correct?
Here's what I would say about that defense and what that game. I think he's lost confidence in his receivers. And he was willing to throw the football into maybe tight areas. He was willing to do some things.
I think the receivers have lost confidence in their quarterback.
Now, how can you lose confidence in your quarterback
when he throws the ball into the dirt?
When you can't get open. You get open once every seven routes.
When he throws it to the other team seven times.
How much of a factor would you say, if any, the fact is that there's now more film on him and on this offense than there was those first couple of weeks?
I think that plays into it. I think it plays into it because now they know, take away the run game and no receiving. What receiver scares you? If you were a defensive coordinator, who would scare you on this Patriots team?
Nobody.
Right. You have no I would have no concern about anybody.
So is Belichick held accountable by the Krafts? What happens? Does he still get to be the GM? Is there going to be any changes as a result of this horrible season?
I don't think. I don't believe they're going to take the GM duties away from him, right. Curtis, at the age, ripe old age of 68 or whatever he is at this point in his career.
His last drafts have been awful.
Yes, they have.
And if he didn't add...
I mean, look at the guys that he should have taken above N'Keal Harry.
Right, and if he didn't add weapons during... We've been sitting... How long have we been sitting here complaining about Brady not having weapons? I mean, it seems like for the past 3 or 4 years. If he hadn't added pieces when for Brady, think he's added them for Cam?
This is Maria. Maria, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. I don't know the last time that I sat down to watch a Patriots game and said to myself, God, I can't watch any more of this. And there's no way they even have a snowball's chance of coming back. So having said that, Wiggy, I want to ask you as the professional athlete on the panel there, it seems to me, and maybe I'm ill-informed, that Cam Newton is playing a little bit scared. And I don't know how you can be a professional athlete and play to your abilities if you're playing scared. So I want to get your thoughts on that. And the second question I want to ask you about is, because you know Belichick and you know his ego, is there any chance that he can get beyond his ego and would he consider parting ways with Cam Newton at this point if things continue to go down this road?
Well, to the first part, Maria, I don't think Cam's playing scared. What I think he is playing, I think he's playing too cautious, nervous to not make mistakes, right? So
you think he wasn't playing that way the first two games?
No,
of
it
the
was
season.
A little bit looser. It was a little bit more confident in the players around him. Was confident in his play. Mm-hmm. Now things are getting tighter defensively. Teams are starting to say, okay, you're gonna have to beat us in this way. Now he's playing more nervous. You could see it when he drops back in the pocket where he's holding on to the football. He's been given times. The offensive line has done a decent job as far as giving him times. Mm-hmm. And you'll see him back there, and he'll get to this point where, what should I do? And that's when I think he gets in trouble, where a couple times when you see him throw the ball, he had a couple nice throws to Jacoby Myers where he just hit his step and just let it rip.
Any chance that Bill goes away from him, releases him?
No, because then I think that does play into Bill's ego of, I wasn't able to make this work.
This is Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Dave?
Hey, I was just, that was a miserable game yesterday, and I'm ranking it with, you know, the year we lost to the Jets in the playoffs.
Yep.
In that game, we got smoked 30-0 by, I think it was Miami. Like, it ranks with those two. So I just don't even understand how bad our defense played yesterday. They couldn't stop anything they did.
Are you saying during the Belichick era, top three loss?
Yeah, guaranteed.
Yeah, it was. I mean, the Baltimore one was up there. That Baltimore playoff game, that was a bad one. The Miami game that he's talking about.
The Miami Miracle game.
That was bad. But then the Jets playoff game was a bad one with Mark Sanchez. There's been some bad ones, but yesterday was definitely up there.
What percentage of fans do you think ditched that game at halftime yesterday?
I just said that. I think there was an awful lot that did.
But
I think
one thing with Red Zone, if I can make a complaint and agree with Wiggy today for once, I don't understand why they don't prioritize big games or opponents that matter. Like, they were doing so much of that Chargers game yesterday. But, like, who cares about the Chargers-Jaguars when the Patriots were playing? I mean, when Brady's playing against this, the Raiders, it was a much better game.
Yeah, I don't get why they do that. They do, for some reason, you're always like, come on, I want to watch. They really didn't give you many Tampa highlights. You know, it was like bits and pieces. Mm-hmm. I was just like, oh, God.
This is Bill. Hello, Bill.
Hey, good morning, morning crew.
Hi, Bill.
All right, listen, I really hope that Cam's listening to this because Bill Belichick has forgotten more things about football than any caller is going to call up and say. And everyone's so quick to abandon ship, but let me tell you, Cam, I have faith in you. I don't care if you have five bad games, six bad games. Bill Belichick sees something in you that he can mold. Like Tom Brady. He molded Tom Brady for a few years. He had Bledsoe. Guess what? We're going to lose. Going to lose sometimes. Okay. I have faith in Cam Newton, and I'm not just going to jump ship.
All right. Well, sky is not falling when it comes to Bill.
Well, I think if they add some pieces around Cam, if they added a tight end and a wide receiver, I think, you know, that now maybe some things would be different.
But you said they're going to be sellers, not buyers.
I know, but I'm just saying, these are things that, Greg, before I go to sleep, I get down and I pray, hey, add a piece.
All right. we will be joined by Cam Newton coming up in just a few moments. Right now, Danielle, and what is trending?
Bill Belichick joins OMF this afternoon at 3:15. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. October is Subaru Loves Pets Month. Subaru of New England is committed to keeping all animals safe and healthy. Details at SubaruofNewEngland.com. You're crying into your coffee this morning, most likely, since the Pats have now lost three games in a row for the first time since 2002. They are 2-4 after falling to the 49ers 33-6 yesterday at Gillette Stadium. Cam Newton taken out of the game after throwing for just 98 yards and three interceptions. Jimmy Garoppolo completed 20 of 25 passes for 277 yards in his return to Gillette. No touchdowns, two interceptions. Bill Belichick did say post-game that the Patriots do plan to stick with Cam Newton, absolutely, going into Buffalo next week. The Bills are 4-point favorites over the Pats. According to ESPN, Antonio Brown reportedly agreed to a 1-year deal with the Buccaneers. Head coach Bruce Arians said that Tom Brady didn't have anything to do with this.
Yeah, I think he's matured, and I believe in second chances. Everybody wants to say that Tom picked him. Tom didn't have anything to do with it. This was something Jason and I've been talking for a couple of weeks, ever since the injuries to our other guys. And when the time was right, would we see if we could pull the trigger and fit it into what we want to get done? And we'll see. I mean, we have nothing. If Antonio does what I think he's going to do, he's going to be fine.
We'll see.
We will see.
We will see. We will wait with bated breath.
Yeah.
The Atlanta Falcons have revealed that neither Matt Ryan nor Julio Jones will be dealt at the NFL trade deadline. Turning to the MLB, Dodgers took a 3-2 series lead over the Rays yesterday after a 4-2 victory. LA looks to close out the World Series tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Greg, very excited about this.
Yeah,
that's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Trending now, brought to you by Toro Snowblowers. For grizzly winters, you need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on a select Toro Power Max snowblower. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro.
Vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction. also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
I think this is the first flu season ever that I got a flu shot, Danielle.
Every year I tell you to get one. You're like, I don't need it. Get sick. I was thrilled to see that you got one.
The guidance is that we should get a flu shot, mm-hmm. and that will help. And so I a good soldier.
Good
I fall,
for you.
I fall right in line.
Did you cry?
I didn't cry. I got it on Thursday. I want to thank the amazing people at Shaw's and Star Market because they gave me the flu shot.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel like I had any. You know, sometimes they say, "Oh, you're going to have a little touch of the flu."
No, you're fine.
It was easy, easy. They care about your health and safety at Shaw's and Star Market, and they're making it easy to protect yourself and others by offering flu shots for free with most insurance at their pharmacy. No copay unless required by your plan. So get your vaccination today from their specially trained pharmacist and earn 10% off your next grocery purchase up to $200 with any immunization. Restrictions apply at Shaw's and Star Market.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today. This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Cam Newton is brought to you on Patriots Monday by Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros, by Mass General Cancer Center, every day amazing. Also by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, and by Zooty. Build any apps your company needs in a week. Visit Zooty.com for details. And he joins us on the Harbor One hotline this morning. Hey, Cam Newton, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Not pretty yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. But, we just have to keep pressing, plugging along. And, there's no motivating speech. There's nothing that needs to be done besides, accept the challenge and accept where we are and just get better from it.
I mean, as a leader on this team, what do you say to the guys after a loss like that?
Most frustrating is I put so much on my plate that, yesterday I just kind of felt like I was pressing too much, understanding what the situation was, and it kind of showed. And, that's not me. But yet through it all, being a leader on this team, we just got to find ways to get our guys going and still believe in the fact that we are who we are, right? And, that's a positive in itself. Even throughout the whole game, halftime, the in-game adjustments and whatever, everybody was calm. We was just needing, more of a, play to be made just to gain some type of momentum, but that didn't happen.
So when it comes to, as you say, to putting pressure on yourself, we had a caller a little while ago who said you look like you're playing scared. Wiggy said maybe you look like you're playing nervous. I mean, is that – do you feel like you, when it comes to putting too much pressure on yourself, that you are playing either of those ways?
Nervous? No. Scared? Absolutely not. Thinking? Now, that's something that I could, probably finger point. But yet, there's no need to feel any type of way besides accepting all challenges. And, I have to get better. I'm adamant about it.
When you talk about frustrations, right, for all athletes, how do you avoid letting the frustration affect your play? You know, if you're not playing good and sometimes those frustration kicks in, sometimes and it can affect the next play and the next play, how do you mentally have to change that? So, or does it even affect you when you are playing?
Oh, so true. Energy, momentum is that's a real thing. You know, you can't see it. You only can feel it. And in the game like yesterday, you know, when you do not feel the momentum is on your side, you feel as, you know, third and one can feel like third and 10, you know, second and six can feel like second and 20. And, you know, it's just a more feel that, you know, you can't really finger point it by, like I say, seeing it. It's just more of a feel, you know, within the guys.
Speaking of the guys, when you go back and look at film, when it comes to the receivers, do you feel like it's taking too long for them to get open? Are you sometimes missing the open guy? What do you see when you look at film?
From yesterday, I missed them. You know, the throw to Julian, you know, that was more of a, you know, kind of not being on the same page, but yet, you know, with that type of route, he was feeling, he did exactly what he was supposed to do. And, you know, not reading his body language, you know, put the ball in harm's way and it tipped up for an interception. So, you know, anybody else, you know, you just have to get in game, practice throughout the week and know in any type of situation what they're going to do.
You know, we did talk about your right arm getting dinged up in that Broncos game. Is that a factor for you at this point?
No, sir.
No.
No, sir.
Okay.
One of the things that you just mentioned, and you said thinking too much, and, you know, you could kind of see that as players where, and is this something that you're thinking about where you feel like maybe you got to get back to just reacting and letting the game come to you rather than, you know, trying to break down? And I know it's kind of weird because you say you got to be thinking as a player, but you also got to be reacting as a player.
I think the game of football, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, the person or the team who reacts faster than the next team, you know, typically wins. And, you know, what is reaction? You know, reaction is, you know, when you break the huddle, you come to the line of scrimmage, and whatever the defense does, you're reacting to what they do faster than they are to you. What's reacting? When you get the ball in open field after a catch, after a run, or during a run, and you see a defender, what his tackling technique, you react faster than what he does, and or vice versa. So, you know, that's what it pretty much comes down to. And yeah, you're right. I am not reacting faster, and it's affecting the tempo of how I play. But you know, I have nobody to blame. I don't want to blame nobody. It's all on me to get in a comfort state to you know, kind of be productive.
So you're great at that. I mean, you put it on yourself every week after a loss when you're on with us. But you, I mean, if you look, you said earlier with us that the answer for the offensive woes was in this locker room. Do you look at the first two games, I take those as an example, and then you look at the last two, do you still feel like you have the weapons that you need on this team to win football games?
Yes, because, you know, it comes down to, you know, it's kind of that, you know, that theory when you think about something too much, then that's when it really happens, you know, the most. And, you know, from day one, me being here, the keys to win has always been protect the football. And here I am, you know, I have yet, or we as an offense have yet to play a turnover free game. That is the key to win. And when it happens, it's in yourself. Oh my God. Like, I know I'm not supposed to be throwing interceptions left and right. I know fumbles are not supposed to be falling, but it keeps happening. And that's one of those things where it's just like, yeah, you know, the law of attraction. You know, you're saying, man, I cannot turn the ball over here. And then, boop, you know, three plays later, you know, it happens. And it's kind of a weird thing. It's almost comedic to even think about it because it's like, bro, I'm not planning on just going out there just yigging interceptions left and right. You know, that's not what it is. But, you know, I don't know what funk, spell, or omen that's in, you know, Boogie's household right now, but I have to, you know, let off some chakras, some sage or something.
Right. You got to light something or get a crystal or something.
Eat some
like
sage,
that.
Baby. Get to cleanse it.
I mean,
I'm telling you.
And it's not, Boomer Esiason was saying earlier, maybe it's some kind of like COVID fog or something like that. You're like, you're not feeling the effects of that, right?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I'm hearing a lot of what it could be. It's simple. I have to play better. Let's just point and say that, you know, I'm a big boy. I understand what this professionalism is. It's about, it's full of opinionated, you know, views, and some of them may be true. Some of them may be false, but yet at the end of the day, I'm looking at that person in the mirror saying, okay, all right, let's figure this out. I've been here before. All right. Unfortunately and fortunately. So, you know, through it all, I cannot sit up here and expect something from somebody else that I'm not, you know, given myself. You know, playing smart football happens with comfort and control. And until that happens, you know, those type, you risk having those type of performances like yesterday.
Cam, you mentioned the law of attraction, which, you know, thoughts become things. And I'm curious, after a game like that, how do you maintain your positive mindset? How do you get out of your own way, essentially, and not get trapped in your head so that you're, you know, manifesting maybe something negative? How do you stay positive?
Well, for me, I know I'm better than what I've been putting on film. And that's simple. And, you know, I accept any type of personal blamings and dealings. And I know there's light at the end of the tunnel. And, you know, you cannot get to 3 and 4 wins without getting to 1 win. And that's everything that we're worried about. You know, at this particular point, I'm not caring about what any other team does, as I haven't. You know, it's just about us. It's about how we react. It's about how we, you know, play physical. It's about how we try to play mistake free. And if we do that, you know, we still haven't seen that game. So until we do, then that's when you attract the right things, you know, to your team.
Were you surprised when Bill took you out of that game?
No. And I'm a realist. But yet through it all, I knew there was, you know, I'm coachable. I didn't want to put up a, you know, how bad would that have been? Like, no, I'm not coming. You know, that would probably been embarrassing. But
you could have taken your, you should take your cleats off like OBJ does.
Nah, I'm definitely not doing that. But he came and said, you know, Stidham is finishing, and I agreed, and that's what it was. It was, you know, for any type of competitor, do you feel embarrassed? Yeah. Yeah, and I am as honest as I could possibly be right now. But yet it tells you. And the first thing I said, you know, to myself coming home, I said, "You keep playing games like that, bro, and it's going to be a permanent change." And you know, so whatever type of way that we have to motivate ourselves, I'm honest with myself, so that leaves no type of miscommunication with others. And, you know, when the change happened, you know, I'm stuck on the sideline, you know, listening to plays and saying to myself, like, listen, is this really, you know, how you want to, you know, do things? This is how you want things to be done? And until you make that step to get better, as you have been harping on these last couple of weeks, then that's what it's going to be.
Well, you just talked about the permanent change. Bill Belichick, after the game, said that you're his quarterback moving forward. Absolutely. And I know that's reassuring for a player to hear that his coach, you know, is definitely has his back. But you also got to know it's about a performance-based, you know, with Bill Belichick. It's what have you done for me lately? So what's the mindset knowing that, okay, he's got your back, but the rope might not be as long because of the performance not being as good?
Oh, you don't need to tell me that for me to understand that. And I get it loud and clear.
Wiggy's experienced it. I mean, he's been on the outs with Belichick before in his career, so he understands
yeah,
what's going
he knows
on.
The feeling.
No, but it is good to know that when you have a coach, and I think that was the one thing that I think was good by Bill on Bill's part is to show, okay, we still have confidence in you, Cam, as a quarterback, but now it's like, all right, we got to figure out what it is and get you back to playing where you're just out there making plays. And, you know, I always look for a silver lining in any type of negativity that might come, you know, come any player's way.
Oh, without a doubt. And, you know, I don't feel offended, you know, by what was done. I don't feel, you know, offended by having this type of conversation. Like I said, I'm a realist. So even prior to us having this conversation, I knew it was going to happen. And I just know, you know, I don't fear coaches' stability or my position stability more so than controlling the locker room. Right. And, you know, performances like yesterday, you know, it jeopardizes like, oh my God, like you mean players talk. Right. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's most important to me, because you have your coaches, you know, belief, but my belief is I want to have the whole facility that's upstairs, that's, you know, downstairs, from trainers to players to even coaches, you know, so it doesn't start with just, you know, no miraculous play. You know, it's a whole body of work that goes into performing on Sundays. And yeah, we had a full week last week. It was relatively a good week. It wasn't good enough. And until we do, you know, we just have to have practice turnover to great games. And that's what it's all about.
Do you feel like that team quit at all at any point yesterday?
No, I don't. The reality of everything is we, and when I say we, I'm saying me, has to play better. And until, you know, everybody accepts personal responsibility.
Yeah,
responsibility, correct. You know, that's where we're going to be. You know, I don't think, you know, we're a 6-point offense. You know, that's discouraging in itself. So, you know, if anybody is a competitor, which I know we do have competitors in that locker room, they take it personal, which I did and do.
Cam, I don't know if you've seen or heard anything yet about Jeff Garcia's comments regarding your attire. He was talking during the 49ers postgame coverage on NBC Sports Bay Area, basically essentially saying that unless you are performing on the field, you really don't have a right to wear what you've been wearing, like the loud and flashy outfits. Have you heard his comments?
Who is this?
Jeff Garcia.
former quarterback. Yeah, yeah, for the 49ers.
Number five, Jeff Garcia?
Yeah, yes.
Well, you know what's crazy? I agree with him. And the fact that, you know, he's a former player, you know, he has every right to say that. And until that happens, then so be it. But that's another opinionated, you know, theory. And it's fair to say. So, I mean, I know I come off to so many different people so many different ways, and that's fine. And he, you know what? He's exactly right. But I'm not changing the way I dress. So.
Well, he was saying that essentially you should have a different outfit for post-loss. And the
more, you know, somber looking?
Yeah.
I don't know, Jeff. But, you know, I would say this, you know, I do certain things because of the culture I'm from. And, you know, where I'm from, I don't know where Jeff is from, and I don't want to harp on it too long, but let's just say he's right.
Yeah, I think what he said was dumb. It makes no sense how you dress.
Well, of course you do, Wiggy.
No, but the one thing you brought up, and, you know, I've been in this situation before, you talked about confidence from your teammates, you know, and those guys in the locker room. And especially offensively, you know, you got to have confidence in the wide receivers and the tight ends the same way they have to have confidence in the quarterback. What are some of the things that you have to, you know, for you personally, that you feel like you need to do a better job at or continue to do to make sure that these guys know that they have that there's confidence in you as a player?
It's all about in-game performance. That's the only thing that matters.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, unfortunately, in this business, that's the only thing that matters to people. I mean, you can have a great week of practice. You can be the ultimate leader. I mean, how many great leaders, you know, didn't win and they got the boot? So You know, that's what it pretty much has come down to is can you win? And if that happens, then the rest is null and void. And that's the most important statistic in all of sports. You know, did you win? Doesn't matter how fast you are. Doesn't matter how many completions you had. Doesn't matter how many yards you threw for. Did you win? And until that happens, then that's where respect and everything else comes.
Cam Newton is our guest, and the quarterback question of the week is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing exclusively in the sexual health of men. Look ahead, if you will, Cam, to the Bills and what makes them a tough matchup for you guys Sunday.
This counts for two. This is a divisional opponent, and we know that. And, you know, we just can control the day, come back, make the in-game adjustments, get ready for tomorrow, the next day after that, and, you know, accept the challenge, man. You know, that's what it's all about for me. I'm not talking to nobody but myself. Just accept the challenge and understand who you are and what you bring to the table. And whatever you bring to the table, make sure it's fulfilling, you know what I'm saying, not only for you but for the whole team as a body of work. So that's my mentality. I look forward to, you know, the competition come Sunday, and, you know, hopefully we will win.
And of course, you got to adjust the feng shui, as they call it, mm-hmm. when it comes to the house or the car or whatever. You got to do something.
That's
different.
The steez. You got to check the steez of the house, man. You got to make sure everybody's firing on all cylinders.
All right, Cam. Well, listen. Thanks for being on. You know this. I told you last week. The sky. I don't know if it's fallen or it's still in the process of falling, but there's. There's a little bit of
there's
pressure.
A sky. Let's just say it like that. There's a sky.
There's a sky. It may. Hey, listen. It may snow on Friday. Have you driven in the snow recently?
No, I haven't. But I'm looking forward to practice about
there
that.
There you go. There you go. It is.
There you go. It's always another day.
All yep. right, Cam. We will talk to you next week. All right.
Man, you guys have an unbelievable week, and yeah. Talk to you next week.
You too. Thanks, Cam.
There he is. That is Cam Newton, and we'll be right back.
Now, it's the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse through the old town road. I'm going to ride till I can.
Before we go, the stat of the week is brought to you by Gillette. Yesterday, Cam Newton became the first NFL player with 30,000 passing yards and 5,000 rushing yards, Rich. Gillette ProGlide and ProGlide Gel, 5 blades, and a pivoting flex ball designed to get virtually every hair on the first stroke. And luckily, he didn't need 100 yards yesterday
no,
to
he didn't
get to 30,000.
That.
He only needed 98.
Biggest fear is the Monday morning Greg Hill Show interview with the quarterback will be Cam Newton for about 8 weeks. And then it'll be Jared Stidham. That's my biggest fear.
He's a great interview.
I love Cam Newton.
I just wish he were able to play better.
Man! Oh, they stink.
I mean,
they stink so bad. Holy smokes.
They tell me this week is the must win. So.
Okay, stop it.
Do I
stop
hitch
it.
My wagon to that?
I was so optimistic about this team. And I kept fooling myself. And I'm like, oh, they had the backup quarterback against Kansas City. They didn't practice against Denver. They blow.
We talked about
this
yesterday.
Holy smokes.
They have the worst skill
Everything.
Position in the
football.
National Football,
football
League. In football.
Yesterday on NFL Sunday, we were comparing their receivers to the Jets the receivers. Jets, yeah. We're like, I think I'd take Jamison Crowder. That's bad.
Holy mackerel. So were we just deceived by the first couple weeks?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I think, well, first of all, Seattle's defense is atrocious.
Yeah.
We saw that again last night, although that was a good
planning.
Team. And I also think teams hadn't seen Cam, right? They hadn't seen it, and so he was able to run pretty well.
And they hadn't seen the rest of the wide receivers, and they go, okay, here's what we're going to do.
And even, you know, the Vegas game was real ugly in the first half. They ended up pulling away and winning that game. But, yeah, I think we just had so much faith in Belichick, as you should over 20 years.
Yeah.
But you also need the players. They don't have the players.
Like, and that defense, man, they tricked us in Kansas City. Like, you slow down Patrick Mahomes in that offense.
I took the cheese.
You slow down Darren Waller with the Raiders, and then it's like. Yeah.
So watch out for Jeff Wilson Jr.
Right. Rich, do you think. I thought it was Roger Craig at one point.
By the way, I got to mention this crossover with Rich is brought to you by National Lumber. Visit them at national-lumber.com. I mean, do you think Bill just went into this as being a throwaway season?
No. And so, no, I don't.
You don't?
No, I think a throwaway season would have been not signing Cam, and it would have been already trading away Tooney or Gilmore or some of those. Although, again, there are reports that they tried to trade Gilmore, so maybe. But I don't think he has the appetite for a throwaway season. That's why you brought in a former MVP quarterback. Because you look at the division still stinks.
Right.
The Bills barely beat the Jets yesterday. Right. So it's not like you're even that far out of the division. It's just where do you go from there?
Yeah.
It's like a first-round playoff loss.
I mean, look at the Broncos last week. Dominated the Patriots. They settled for field
goals. How'd they do?
They got their doors blown off by the Chiefs.
In every phase, as Bill would say. They lost in every phase. Yeah.
All right. Well, what are you guys talking about today?
So we're going to talk about how bad the Patriots are. We are going to talk with a couple of the Patriots, Lawrence Guy and James White. See if maybe they'll be in a positive mood.
Maybe you can ask James where he was.
Yeah. Well, like, what happened there?
Where were you yesterday? Yeah. Were you there?
Nice sack, Lawrence Guy. Anything else from the game you want to talk about?
Are you in the facility?
But really, just it's going to be the demise of the Patriots.
Do they have a chance? Is there?
Huh?
Do they have
for what now?
A chance for what?
To finish the season?
Chance for
sure. I think they'll finish the season
for the Dale Chiefs show to start.
A chance?
Is there any gleam of light at the end of the tunnel for them if they can pull off a win in Buffalo?
No.
No?
No, there isn't.
No. All right. So that's. Rich is pretty definitive on that topic. Dale and Keefe is next. Have a great show, you guys. And we'll be back tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.